spirit in me greets the spirit in you. Alleluia. God's in us and we're in God. Alleluia. The spirit in me greets the spirit in you. Alleluia. God's in us and we're in God. Alleluia.
Everybody sing.
The spirit in me greets the spirit in you. Alleluia. God's in us and we're in God. Alleluia. The spirit in me greets the spirit in you. Alleluia. God's in us and we're in God. Alleluia.
One more time.
Spirit in me greets the spirit in you. Alleluia. Greetings in the name of Christ to you all. I'm Reverend Joan Pell and I bring you a warm welcome from the Ipswich Methodist Circuit. Today is Pentecost Sunday, as well as being the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, and I am the preacher. This is our last fully recorded service. And while it's sad that we are finishing, this is also the 123rd recorded service, and so we are celebrating. The first one was on the 22nd of March 2020, recorded at Museum Street Methodist Church, when we knew that the lockdown was going to be beginning that week. The rest have all been recorded in my home over the past almost 27 months. For a total of 115 Sunday services and 8 midweek Christmas and Lent services. Let's begin by passing the peace. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And please join me with our call to worship. Your parts are on the screen in white, and I'm using words adapted from a hymn by John Bell. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, breath of heaven. Come, word of mercy. Come, great creator. Come to unite us. Come to disturb us. Come to inspire us. Descend on us. We gather here in Jesus' name. So we gather here now to receive the Holy Spirit and walk in the light. We're going to sing number 397. And I took this photograph of the lights at the Christmas Light Festival at Helmingham Hall on the 1st of January 2021. And you're going to need to move as we sing. You can't stay still. So how about waving something flame-coloured? If you don't have anything flame-coloured, just grab whatever is to hand. The Spirit lives to set us free. The Spirit lives in you and me.
The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk, walk in the light. He binds us all in unity. Walk, walk in the light. Light to all, walk, walk in the light. The dead were awakened by his call. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. He died in pain on Calvary. Walk, walk in the light to save the lost like you and me. Walk, walk in the light. Walk. We know his death was not the end. Walk, walk in the light. He gave his spirit to be our friend. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. By Jesus' love our wounds are healed. Walk, walk in the light. The Father's kindness is revealed. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. The Spirit shines in you and me. Walk, walk in the light. His light will shine for all to see. Walk, walk in the light.
Let us come before God in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fire in us the gift of your imagination. Breathe in us the gift of your peace. Dance in us the gift of your beauty. Dream in us the gift of your wisdom. Speak in us the gift of your justice. Make in us the gift of your strength. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And we bring our confession. Our youth offer prophecy of challenge and judgment, but we nod politely with clenched teeth and closed eyes, invited to dream dreams. We prefer the familiarity of the past. Winds of vision swirl around us, but we close the windows and bolt the doors. Yet even on us, even here, the Spirit will pour forth. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. And hear the good news. In the name of Christ, your sins are forgiven. Amen. This, in case you don't recognise him, is my husband Adrian. And I'd like to express my special thanks to him. Adrian has edited all of our video services, all 123 of them. He's been our musician on the keyboard, playing our music before and after the service and accompanying the hymns that we've recorded, as well as being one of our singers. We now have over 150 hymns from Singing the Faith that we've recorded. They were all recorded with the participants in separate locations, and then Adrian took and mixed each of the individual tracks to produce the hymns. So a huge thank you, Adrian, and I could not have done this without you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Adrian is now going to read our first scripture for us.
So we read from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Reading verses 25 to 27. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Thanks be to God.
And with that promise, the disciples waited together for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let's hear what happened next. Our reading comes from Acts 2, verses 1 to 21. And this is a recording made by Fuller Studio, who are a part of Fuller Theological Seminary. It's one of seven liturgical meditations that they have made for the different seasons of the year. And they filmed this one in the mountains around Mount Wilson in the Angeles National Forest in California, just a few miles from where my son lives. The audio for this video is in English, and the subtitles are in English, Spanish, Mandarin, and Korean, representing the tongues of the students. Take a look at this.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like the rush of a violent wind. Tongues of fire rested on them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in many languages about God as the Spirit gave them ability. And at this sound, the crowd gathered, and some were amazed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." "No," Peter said. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. "In the last days it will be, God declares, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And I will show signs in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. And that day, 3,000 persons were added to the church."
Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and change us as we sing number 384, "Holy Spirit, Rain Down, Let your power fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts.
Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. O Comforter and Friend, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Let your power, let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. O Comforter, your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down.
No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no one can know what God has in store. So open up heaven, wide over your church and over our lives.
No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can know what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide over your church and over our lives. Holy Spirit,
let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today we're thinking about how change is empowered. Where do we get our energy to go through change? There are many things that can generate energy. If we think of in terms of how we power cars, heat houses, or operate gadgets, then we use coal, wood, oil, gas, electricity, and batteries. And we can generate electricity from coal, nuclear power, or clean energy sources like wind, solar, and wave power. There's not just one form of energy. Each form of energy is better suited to some tasks than others. And you cannot always see the energy, but oftentimes you can feel it, and it empowers you to move. In the same way, the Holy Spirit comes and speaks to us in different ways and gets us moving. Maybe fire, maybe wind, maybe it's the still small voice. Or maybe it's that coincidence or those goosebumps. Maybe it's that nudge you can't ignore or the dream that you had. Maybe it's the choice that brings you the most peace or the choice that makes you nauseous. Maybe it's the sight of injustice. Or maybe it's a story that touched your heart. Once you've felt the Holy Spirit, you'll be filled with a new impetus, and that will empower you to move. And the Spirit's energy can be unexpected. The Pentecost story is a story of change. The change had already begun. Jesus is gone, and they needed to go on without him. But as you read further into the book of Acts, there's a further change and upheaval to come. They'll struggle with pressures from outside and inside their society. They'll want to bring in newcomers, but will not be happy with some of the changes that the newcomers bring. They'll try to be inclusive, but not always successfully. They'll attempt to carry on the way they think Jesus would want them to, and sometimes they'll fail at it, and they'll argue about the best way to go on. But there they were, on the day of Pentecost, gathered together. They were praying, hoping, and waiting to see what was coming next. In Acts 1:8, Jesus has told them that the Holy Spirit would come upon them so that they could be his witnesses. What do you think they imagined the coming of the Holy Spirit would look like? And what happened? There came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and tongues of fire rested on each of them. Do you think that's what they expected? The Holy Spirit moves in ways that we do not expect. The Spirit comes surprising us, saying, "Guess who? Change is coming here." And the Holy Spirit will move in ways that you won't be expecting. So watch out and meet those changes with your heads and hearts on fire. You never know what changes might be coming. 3 years ago, as we were sorting through some old papers to prepare to move to Ipswich, Adrian came across this piece of paper in his Auntie Phyllis's papers. Well, Phyllis was born in 1910, and the handwritten note at the bottom said, "Written February 1925 from my school magazine." The piece was entitled "The World 100 Years Hence, A Vision," written by Kay Nell in Form 3A. I assume Kay Nell was a girl, as Adrian knows that Phyllis attended a girls' school in Weymouth, Dorset. And in Form 3A, they would have been around 14 years old and in their last year of school. So 97 years on, let's hear what it said. The world, 100 years hence, a vision. I dipped into the future, far as the human eye could see, saw the vision of the world and all the wonder that would be. If we could visit the world in 100 years' time, should we recognise it? Invention and research are making such rapid strides, I often wonder what we should find. Would life be brighter and troubles more rare? Or would men be still more restless and dissatisfied, still seeking to invent to save labour? Would electricity perform the housewife's tasks? Would the breakfast china wash itself as if by magic? And would the clothes wash themselves while she read or did her shopping? Would wireless be a thing of the past and some new invention be on the tip of everyone's tongue and emptying everyone's purse? Would strange men from Jupiter and red-haired beings from Mars be visiting Earth? Would wireless messages be possible from Saturn? Should we see a new and more wonderful Wembley in comparison with which the present one is but a Portland fair? Would a much later house have superseded that of the steel type? Should we see one erected and ready for occupation in a week? Would England be like one vast London with no small villages? Would boys and girls remain at school until 20 years of age instead of 14 or 15? If we could only have a peep at the world 100 years hence, I am sure we should be as much astonished as our ancestors would if they could see our world today, with its electric cars and ships like floating towns, to say nothing of our wireless and aerial communications. K-Nell, Form 3A, written February 1925, in Weymouth, Dorset. I wonder what the Holy Spirit will do with the next 100 years, or even the next few months and years. I am sure there will be some good surprises in store. The world needs to change. Not everything in this world is perfect. There are so many examples of injustice. Too many people living in poverty or without a home. Too many people discriminated against for the colour of their skin, or their sexual orientation, or their gender or religion, or being in some way differently abled. A lot has changed, but a lot still needs to change. As I looked for a picture to illustrate today's sermon, I was thinking especially about the wind and the fire in the description of the first Pentecost. And when I googled wind, I saw pictures of wind farms and landed on this one that I used. It reminded me of the rising to the call picture that we used during Lent, that I pointed out on Easter Day actually has some unseen turbines on the horizon. Turbines use the wind to generate power, or as we might say, generate green renewable energy. And as such, they are part of empowering the promised world that takes better care of our earth. They're a promise of a better future, one that will involve change, and change that needs empowering. We can't see the wind in the picture, but we can see when the blades on the turbines are turning. We can't control the wind and when it blows or does not blow, but the operators of the turbines can turn them to face the wind and catch the best breeze. A metaphor for our Christian lives, I thought. So the next time you gaze out at sea along the Suffolk coastline and see the array of wind farms, remember Pentecost and the power of the Holy Spirit and the changes that God is bringing into our lives. Now, we tend to associate Pentecost with the Acts scripture, but John tells the story in a different way, as we heard earlier, read by Adrian. The Gospel writer John has Jesus tell us that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will be sent by the Father in Jesus' name and will teach the community everything and remind the community of all that Jesus has said to them. So the Spirit was sent to teach us and remind us and so empower us. Part of my job here for the past 3 years as your minister was to teach and remind you, as I preached at circuits around the circuit and sometimes on these video services. John Wesley gave a sermon called The Means of Grace as being the channels that God ordinarily uses to talk to us. Worship and searching the scriptures are two of those means of grace. Listening to sermons is a part of that. And for me, writing them is a channel of grace and a way of listening to the Holy Spirit. And it's my prayer that something of what God has spoken to me over the last 3 years and I have conveyed to you will have planted a seed in your heart, that the Spirit might now nurture and grow that and use it to empower you. This weekend, as a country, we're celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. And although she knew that if she outlived her father, that the role would be hers one day, she wasn't expecting it to happen when it did in 1952. She served our country on the throne to the very best of her ability for 70 years. Queen Elizabeth II is a woman of faith, and I'm sure she felt empowered by the Holy Spirit on many an occasion. There have been so many changes that life has brought in the last 70 years as she has faithfully served this country. And the final part of what Jesus said, as told to us by John, is, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." So walk into the future filled with peace. God holds the future. The world is continually changing, and there will no doubt be some surprises on the way. Sometimes, like during COVID, the change is fast and dramatic, and at other times it is painfully slow. But at all times, let God's peace, the peace that passes all understanding, seep deep into your hearts. So trust that as you move forward, that God will empower you in some different ways. Watch out for the Holy Spirit to move in ways that you won't be expecting. Think back on what we've heard and learnt together, and let the seeds of what God has planted in you sprout up and grow into something new inside of you. And let Christ's peace fill you with gratitude and joy. Thanks be to God. Amen. And we're going to continue as we sing together number 413, as we remember who we are called and empowered to be as people of God. Send down the fire of your justice. Send down your Spirit. Breathe life into us. Call us to be compassionate, to learn mercy, to do justice, to answer oppression, to witness to the kingdom.
Send down the Spirit, breathe life in your people, and we shall be people of God. Call us to be your compassion. Teach us the song of your love. Give us hearts that sing, give us deeds that ring. Make us ring with the sound of your love. Send down the fire of your justice. Send down the rain.
learn of your mercy. Teach us the way of your peace. Give us hearts that feel, give us hands that heal. Make us walk in the way of your peace. Send down the fire of your justice. Send down the rains of your love. Come send down the Spirit, breathe life in your people, and we shall be people of God. Call us to answer oppression. Teach us the fire of your truth. Give us righteous souls till your justice rose. Make us burn with the fire of your truth. Send down the fire of your justice. Send down the rains of your love. Come send down the Spirit, breathe life in your people, and we shall be people of God. Call us to witness your kingdom. Give us the presence of Christ. May your holy light keep us shining bright, ever shine with the presence of Christ. Send down the fire of your justice. Send down the rains of your love. Come send down the Spirit, breathe life in your people, and we shall be people of God.
Let us pray and bring our concerns now before God. O Spirit of change, come to us. Arrive in the wind. Arrive in a holy flame. Move, swirl and dance among us. Remind us that you are always present, encouraging, luring and inspiring us to be the loving people that you created us to be. Empower the changes among us in the days and months ahead and fill us with your peace. And now we pray for the Queen using a prayer from the Scottish Episcopal Church. Almighty and eternal God, you uphold and govern all things both in heaven and on earth, and by your grace alone kings and queens do reign. We thank you for all the blessings which you've bestowed upon us throughout the reign of our Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, whom you've set over us these 80 years. We thank you for the wisdom of her guidance and her love of peace, for the care and devotion with which she served her people, for the example of her gracious life. As we rejoice before you with thankful hearts, we pray that we may ever be united in love and service to one another, as people called to live according to your will, for the good of all the world and the glory of your great name. And as we celebrate, we think and pray for those whose difficulties mean they cannot join in the celebrations, those who are homebound, those who are sick, those who are close to death. And we lift up those in our country and those in Spain, Portugal, Italy, Canada and the United States as we hear about the outbreak of monkeypox. Bring healing and stop the spread, we pray. Come, Spirit of God, sweep through our world bringing great change. Empower us to do justice and to be the compassionate, forgiving, peace-filled, loving people that you are calling us to be. We bring our prayers to you as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. On this, the Queen's Jubilee weekend, we wish Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II well and congratulate her on 70 years of loyal service to this country. I hope that you are all enjoying the celebrations. I know that there are events happening at many of our churches in this circuit. Pentecost is also considered the birthday of the church. So happy birthday to you all too. And as I said earlier, this is our last full video service. As well as thanking Adrian, I'd like to thank our preachers. At the beginning, I preached all of the services while we were in lockdown. But then as we went back to in-person services from September 2020, we had a roster of 12 other preachers, some active, some retired clergy, and some local preachers. So my thanks go to Derek Grimshaw, Andrew Sankey, Diane Smith, Ian Gardner, Joe Jacobs, Jane Cassidy, Mike Cassidy, Stephen Yelland, David Keeble, Liz Cope, David Wellborn, and Roger Theobald. Our thanks also to our scripture readers, who were mainly our lay people from churches all around the circuit. So thank you. If you've read one of our scriptures, thank you very much. And also our thanks to our singers, especially Neil and Elizabeth Hepplethwaite, who sang on our recorded music. And thanks to our occasional guests. And thanks to various groups that we've used from around the country who gave permission to use their music. And it would be lovely to know that you were worshipping with us today. There is a form just above this video. Just type in your name and your location and click on the red button. And that's if you're on the Methodistic website. We have a local preacher's celebration service coming up next Sunday, the 12th of June, at 4 p.m. at Museum Street. We will be celebrating those that have passed on to glory since the beginning of 2020. Those that are celebrating a milestone number of years as a local preacher, and those who are new to local preaching in our circuit. Next week, there will be a recorded sermon published on the Methodistic website instead of this whole service. It should be easy to find on the front page of the site, and your preacher is going to be Reverend Andrew Sankey as we mark Trinity Sunday. And to go with that recorded sermon, the printed services are continuing, so you could combine the two and follow the printed service, clicking on the links to watch and join in the hymns, and then watch the sermon. We also have Bite Size Church, published each Wednesday, which is a 10-minute worship service that you could choose to watch at home on Sundays. And a number of our circuit churches are live streaming their Sunday morning worship services, and others are recording and making them available later. And the links to those will also be on the website. And do please join Adrian and I in person at the circuit service at 3 o'clock at Landseer Road on Sunday the 24th of July, as the circuit says goodbye to us and also to Reverend Martin and Pam Dawes. And then you could come to my final service, which will be at Museum Street Methodist Church at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday the 31st of July. And now, with thankful hearts, I encourage you to offer your time, your talent and your treasure and support the work of your local church or the work of this circuit. Let us pray. Bountiful God, we come with our offerings in response to your love. With the new life in Christ, we give ourselves in service to others. With the energy bestowed by the Spirit, we seek to inflame all your people with a zeal for your way. Receive the work we do and the gifts we bring, that they may become a blessing in your sight. Amen. As we close today in song with number 402, let's accept Christ's mission for us, and empowered by the Spirit, let's go to every place, seeking God's presence and living the word of God's redeeming grace. Go to the world, go in to all the earth.
Go to the world, go into all the earth. Go preach the cross where Christ renews life's worth, baptizing as the sign of our rebirth. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Go to the world, go into every place, go live the word of God's redeeming grace, go seek God's presence in each time and space. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Go to the world, go struggle, bless and pray. The nights of tears give way to joyous day. A servant church, you follow Christ's own way. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Go to the world, go as the ones I send, for I am with you till the age shall end, when all the hosts of glory cry amen. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Go to the world with God's Spirit in your hearts, empowering change as you go. And may God, the Creator, Redeemer and Sustainer, be with you all, now and evermore. And all God's people say, Amen.